think in the first half was that we've just given away two pathetic goals, which has obviously killed us, thrown us back on the back foot. But actually, you know, even in the first half, though, we created a couple of chances. Second half, we created loads. Haven't worked the keeper anywhere near as enough as we should have done. But, you know, I think if every game we play here, we create enough, as many chances as we did today, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Looking at those two goals that you did concede in the first half, I mean, from your perspective defensively on both of them, it was poor, wasn't it?
Shocking. You know, I just said, ball down the middle there, claiming it was handball. I said, but, you know, if it was a ball down the middle and it was going to be Matty McNeil and Steve Daly running on, so I'm sure on their centre-house would have gone right through and the ball wouldn't have gone through. You know, the second goal is an absolute joke. Second ball is someone taking liberties. And, you know, A, he's not good enough, and B, he's not, you know, we're not good enough to take liberties. We do what's right, and then we play from there. You know, you take liberties against good players, you get hurt, and that's what we've done today, and it's made him look pretty stupid.
And I suppose if you look on the positives as well, he did hit the post sandwiched in between those two goals, but that wasn't really enough for you, was it, in that first half? I mean, you have high standards here.
Yeah, as I said, you don't get a goal for it in the post. I said, and, you know, you're in the 6-yard box, there's a free header, you shouldn't be hitting the post. I prefer to see the keeper work because you might get a chance of a rebound, but you know, glance the outside of the post and goes out for a goal kick. It's just, you know, as I said, the thing at forwards, I said they get so much pats and so much pat on the back when they score a goal. I said, but you know, like, they miss chances, you know, they've got to be big enough to accept the criticism. I can't complain about the work rate. I can complain a little bit about the desire, in the fact that, you know, there's one or two of them where I thought their heads dropped a little bit. But, you know, I probably gambled at picking the 11 by the fact that, and Robbie Williams hasn't played an awful lot of football from the last year, but he hasn't played any in the last year, so he's had this similar to Matty McNeil, and then Matty's picked up a knock, and then I've gone hard tough game to Forest Green and a trek up to Gateshead, and I thought, well, you know, it's a game I'm able to look after Rocky a little bit and, you know, give him a rest, which I think he needs coming up to, and that would have given him like the rest of this week and the whole of next week to get right for Rushton, as it's turned out. So, you know, it just, you can see how much of effect he's actually made in the back four, but, you know, by when he wasn't there, we were all over the place.
Second half, I'm assuming your conversation with your players was quite abrupt, because they came out straight away. Liam Blakeman had a chance to score early on. He had three chances, didn't he, early on in that second half, and couldn't really take any of them.
I don't think there's anything wrong with getting us told a few home truths. You know, I've had my say, and whatever I said, like, it stays in there. You know, I wasn't happy, but I wasn't happy over certain things, and, you know, and then obviously I've come out the change rooms, and, you know, to be perfectly honest, it's all gone off again, because you know, Pricey's ripped into a few as well, which I don't mind. You know, I've been in change rooms where it's come to blows at half time at the end of the game, and, you know, that's going to happen if you got like an awful lot of people with the same desire and the same commitments and, you know, will to win. You know, I'm all for that. I said, but it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens very rarely through the season. But, you know, it needed to happen at half time today. We needed a spark, and sometimes, like, you know, you don't know what the spark's going to be. People say sometimes a substitution, sometimes, you know, it's someone getting screamed at. You know, you'd like to think in an ideal world you wouldn't have to do either, but you do, and that's football, and, you know, it happens in the Premier League, so certainly happened at this level.
And you look at today's game as well, it's another home game that's, I would say, that's slipped through your fingers, isn't it, really?
Well, at least a point. At least a point. But, you know, we've just got to keep, you know, plodding along and seeing where we get to. You know, I'm sure you've got to earn respect from other clubs, and I think Mansfield will be getting on the coach today thinking Southport aren't bad.
I was just going to say that, because you've come into a league with a lot of big teams. I suppose, you know, you are going to have to punch above your weight, as it were, but if you put performances in like you know you can, you will gain a lot of respect.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, sometimes it's easy for another manager to say well done at the end when they beat you. I said, you know, I'd prefer them to go away and saying we were horrible or we were awful and we got 3 points. You know, because, as I said, we've already had that this season, and I'm sure we'll have it again the rest of the, you know, throughout the season. But, you know, as I said, today, disappointed we've got nothing out of it, but, you know, we've just got to take it on the chin and move on to the next game, knowing the fact that, you know, we should have done better.
And knowing you as I do, you'll be relishing the next game against Rushton and Diamonds as well.
Yeah, I said, we can't wait to get going on that one, and, you know, make sure we promise that it'll be a tough game for them as well.